In another video cast, I began reflecting on part two of Father Robert Spitzer's metaphysical proof for God's existence, which consisted of establishing the understanding of the metaphysical sense of absolute simplicity. For our viewers who have already watched that video cast, they'll recall how we discovered that the simplicity of a thing is proportioned to the degree of restrictions that limits its mode of existence. As such, we concluded that a reality that is absolutely simple would have no restrictions whatsoever to limit its mode of being. In other words, it would be totally unrestricted in its act of existence, not being restricted to existing in this way or that way, which is a qualitative restriction, nor even being restricted to existing here instead of there, which is a spatial restriction, nor being restricted to existing now instead of then, which is a temporal restriction. But it would be pure existence itself, or pure being itself, what St. Thomas Aquinas would call ipsum esse subsistens, self-subsistent being. And we also saw, consequently, that such a reality would be totally compatible with and inclusive of any real or possibly real mode of being. Nothing would or could be excluded from it, because it would have no restrictions to give rise to exclusion and incompatibility. Now we can move to the question for this video cast: is unconditioned reality considered in and of itself absolutely simple in this metaphysical sense? Is it pure being itself? Is it pure existence itself? Well, I think we can begin with the following idea. Any reality X that has restrictions, thus limited in its mode of being to existing in this way or that way, here instead of there, now instead of then, is going to have a real or really possible incompatible state of being on the same level of simplicity. In other words, a not X. For example, it's the restrictive mode of existence of a proton that allows for the real or real possibility of the incompatible state of being of the non-proton, such as the electron and the neutron and possibly a billion other types of particles. Similarly, it's the restrictive mode of existence of the electromagnetic field that allows for the real or really possible incompatible state of being of non-electromagnetic fields, as physicists tell us, such as the neutrino field, the quark field, the electron field, and the gravitational field. So this question of whether unconditioned reality is absolutely simple is really a question of whether unconditioned reality can have a real or really possible incompatible state of being on the same level of simplicity. Like the proton has the non-protons, and like the electromagnetic field has the non-electromagnetic fields. Well, the answer to this question is no. Let's say for argument's sake that unconditioned reality was reality X that had restrictions, and due to its restrictions it had a real or really possible incompatible state of being on the same level of simplicity, a not X. Now, since restrictions cause exclusion, this incompatible state of being, the not X, would be excluded from unconditioned reality. It would be excluded from the only thing that can ultimately fulfill its conditions for its existence. But if not X, this incompatible state of being, was excluded from the only thing that can ultimately fulfill its conditions for its existence, well then not X could not exist. It could not be real, or even possibly real. For example, if unconditioned reality had the restrictive mode of existence of a proton, well then it would be incompatible with all electrons, and thus all electrons would be excluded from unconditioned reality. Because remember, protons and electrons are incompatible states of being and are excluded from one another due to their existential restrictions or boundaries. But if all electrons were excluded from unconditioned reality due to the restrictions of unconditioned reality, well then all electrons could not exist, because they would be excluded from the only condition that is sufficient to ground their existence, which is a point we've already proven in another video cast covering part one of the proof. Now, the same reasoning applies if we reverse the roles and postulate unconditioned reality having the restricted mode of existence of an electron, in which case all protons could not exist. So we can see how if unconditioned reality has restrictions that gives rise to a real or really possible incompatible state of being on the same level of simplicity, then that incompatible state of being, the not X, could not exist. It could not be real or even possibly real. So what we have here is the following. If unconditioned reality is restricted in its mode of existence, then it's going to have a real or really possible incompatible state of being on the same level of simplicity that cannot be real or really possible. This is obviously a contradiction, and thus it can't be true. Therefore, unconditioned reality cannot be a reality that has a real or really possible incompatible state of being on the same level of simplicity. Now, if this is the case, well, then unconditioned reality must not have any restrictions limiting its mode of being to existing in this way or that way, here instead of there, or now instead of then. Why? Remember, if restrictions, then incompatibility. But unconditioned reality cannot have an incompatible state of being on the same level of simplicity. Therefore, unconditioned reality must not have any restrictions in its mode of existence. And if no restrictions in its act of existence, well then, it must be pure existence itself, or pure being itself. As St. Thomas Aquinas would say, ipsum esse subsistens, self-subsistent being. In short, it would be absolutely simple. This unconditioned and absolutely simple, and by the way, also absolutely unique in the continuous creator of all else that is, a couple of points we'll have to save for another video cast, is what we define as God. If our viewers are interested in this metaphysical proof for God's existence, I would highly encourage them to check out Father Robert Spitzer's book, New Proofs for the Existence of God, Contributions of Contemporary Physics and Philosophy, at our website, magiscenter.com.